Your Honor.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of Medina Township Trustees. It's a regularly scheduled meeting, September 6, 2018, 7 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Kenda Michael.
Here.
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Mark Radis.
Here.
Please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If we could please take and have a moment of silence for military members both here and abroad, first responders, and then the victims down in Cincinnati today again. And also, there's someone who comes to a lot of these meetings and she's not doing very well. If you could keep her in your thoughts and prayers as well, I appreciate it. Thank you. First up on the agenda, site plans. Anyone here representing CarMax? Sir, if you would please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Robert Herman, 5182 Wilkes Road, Atwater, Ohio.
Thanks, Robert. Is there anything you'd like to put on the record?
My name is Robert Herman, lead project engineer with CSO representing CarMax. I'm presenting for your approval a proposed CarMax to be constructed at 2875 Medina Road. Per the submitted plans, we plan on constructing a CarMax certified pre-owned sales facility, including associated sales and service buildings, sales display lot, customer employee parking area, and signage on the subject property after demolition is complete on the existing non-operational hotel. We ask for your approval tonight regarding the use for CarMax as presented in the submitted plans, as well as approval of the high-rise sign, monument sign, directional signage, and wall sign on the south elevation of the building for the submitted documents. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, Robert. So I'll move to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the use for CarMax to be located at 2875 Medina Road as presented, and to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a high-rise sign for CarMax not to exceed 150 square feet and 75 feet in height as presented, and to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for CarMax not to exceed 32 square feet and 7 feet 5 and 16 inches 5/16. Thank you, that's pretty specific in height, and to include landscaping around the base of the sign as presented, and to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign on the south elevation of the building not to exceed 66 square feet for CarMax as presented, and to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve all directional signage as noted, D1, D2, E, F, G, M, and H on the site plan not to exceed 4 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion?
No.
Kenda Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Where's this at?
Medina Road, the old hotel up there.
Next to Dairy Queen.
Do you have a date for demolition?
We do not at this time.
Is it going to be sometime this year or next year?
I believe demolition will happen after closing, will happen after the approvals. I think the earliest would probably be next year, spring of next year.
For demolition or the start?
Demolition.
Next year.
Spring, second.
I know.
I know.
I
needs done.
This is one you didn't do, right?
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Onward, I've moved to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and deny the second wall sign request for CarMax to be located on the east side of the building as it does not meet the requirements of the Medina County, Medina Township, rather, zoning resolution as presented. And I will further move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and deny the third wall sign request for CarMax to read service as it does not meet the requirements of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Lattis.
Aye.
CarMax?
Nope.
Public Storage.
I beg your pardon?
Public Storage, yeah.
We already did the seven for CarMax. Public Storage is on there.
Good evening, trustees. Dave Sterrett, Medina Signs, 411 West Smith Road. I'd like to erect these signs as presented.
Appreciate it. In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for public storage to be located at 3990 Pearl Road.
Pardon me?
As presented.
This is for site.
There's a sign.
There has to be a use and then the sign.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm representing the owner for the site as well.
The site.
Are we doing signs or site?
Yeah.
I missed that.
That's okay. You're fine. Let me amend my motion so it gets... It needs to be... I'll withdraw that motion.
Second, sorry.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Lattis.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
So for Dave, your benefit and the benefit of the public, it's been brought to my attention that when someone speaks during a motion, then it becomes part of the motion. So I didn't want that to be part of the motion. We understand that you're here for both. That's awesome. We're all set.
Sorry about that.
You're fine. I will move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for public storage to be located at 3990 Pearl Road as presented, as well as to move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a ground sign for public storage located at 3990 Pearl Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Yeah, sorry, I'll do these two in a minute. Sorry, I did these two.
Discussion or no?
Not for me.
No.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Lattis.
Aye.
Then I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a wall sign for public storage located at 3990 Pearl Road, not to exceed 17.54 square feet, and a 2.4 square feet directional sign rental office, in parentheses, as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Lattis.
Aye.
Thank you, trustees.
Thank you, Dave. Next up, purchase orders and training requests.
This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the purchase order requisition for departments going to be zoning. It's going to be for the APA Cleveland Planning and Zoning Workshop. The total amount's going to be $1,320.
Second.
Did she include mileage on that?
Yes, plus mileage.
Okay, well...
She puts plus mileage.
Can you amend the motion to read that fee again, and then plus, and then say plus mileage? Because we don't know how many people are driving yet, I don't think.
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to
Oh, wait, you got to vote on that.
Oh, sorry.
No, wait, you have to amend it.
Just withdraw your first motion.
I'd like to make a motion, withdraw my first motion.
Second.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
This time, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. It's going to be for the Department of Zoning. It's going to be for the APA Cleveland Planning and Zoning Workshop. Total amount's going to be $1,320, and this will include mileage.
Second. Discussion.
This is what we voted on last time, to allow the members of the Zoning Commission and the BZA to attend this. We finally got what the cost was and that, so we have a blanket for anyone who's willing to attend.
That's what I figured. Thank you.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Any others? You said one?
Just that one.
Mark, do you have?
I have none.
I do have one. At this time, I'll move to approve a purchase order for the City of Medina Finance Department. This is for the dispatch fees for 2018, total amount $71,391.43.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Oh, just to clarify, so this is the fee minus the fire department and dispatch fees. We originally got one that was almost twice as much. I contacted a city, and we were able to get the fee taken discount without having a fire department on it.
Awesome, thank you. Appreciate you doing that.
You get that now.
All right.
Oh, wait, please vote. Ken DeMichael.
Aye, we didn't.
I don't think so.
No.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Okay, next is accounts payable. This time, I'll move to approve accounts payable check number 29451 through check number 29488. Total amount on that is $147,388.83.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Approval minutes. I'll move to approve the minutes for August 9th and August 23rd.
Are you skipping payroll?
Yeah, payroll.
No, not intentionally.
Okay.
I'm just trying to buzz right through this.
Yeah.
That was next on my thing here, so. Yeah, I'll go.
Just go back.
Back to it.
Okay.
So.
Start over. Sorry.
Yes, I'll withdraw my motion.
Nobody seconded it the first time, right? So, yeah, you.
All right, we'll do that. This time, I'll move to approve the trustee minutes from August 9th, 2018, and August 23rd, 2018. Regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Check number 24180 through check number 24205, total amount $39,496.56 with $7,201.48 being deferred for OPERS, union dues, and health insurance.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken and Michael.
Aye.
Mark Brandis.
Aye.
Aye.
Department head comments, it's like we're kind of skeleton crew.
Chief said he'd be late if he made it, he had another engagement.
Danny?
We received those new speed signs we got, the digital ones. I'm getting training next week on them to see how to set them up. You guys can come out and show us actually how to use them.
Just so you're aware, I thought it would be better to have Denny mount them and, you know, the police can request where they want them based on data, but...
Chief gave me a list.
Yeah, it makes more sense for him with the tools and...
How frequently will they be moved?
Probably every 2 weeks. He said the batteries last 2 weeks, so we'll try to heat them up in those about 2 weeks. I'll bring them back, charge them, and then go back out again.
Appreciate that. Anything else?
Nothing.
Thanks, Danny. Discussion of Hood Road.
Did that letter get submitted? Do we know?
I don't see where he sent the letter to the engineer's office.
We're waiting on our response.
Yeah, I didn't get anything.
I know they've been out on the road working a lot, the engineers, as far as paving goes. So as far as paperwork in the office, they have...
So the letter was resubmitted to the county, and we have not heard back from them yet, so...
What was the letter?
That we requested, they needed a formal letter from us to request them to put together a cost estimate.
To move the road over.
Is that still just one of the things that you're considering or is that...
That is.
Yeah.
The one to move it over?
Within the right of way.
Pardon?
They're going to give us a quote or a drawing on to move it over in the right of way.
Right.
Right up against them, as far as we can.
Question?
I'm sorry?
Question about the right of way issue. And this is by the stone house. The right of way is right up against the trees that are there, which means they'll die if, you know. Is there any remedy for that or...
Until we get it back from the county...
You don't know what's...
Yeah, I don't really know what they're going to recommend. Do you know, do they?
No, we don't know what they plan on digging out or, you know, it's all...
I mean, it's, that's still going to be just a temporary solution because it's not that...
Well, I don't think we can say with 100% certainty that this other fix is a...
Isn't.
Is a long-term fix.
It's a long-term.
So that's, I mean, you're right against the, you know, that...
And another thing about the right-of-way, I noticed up by my, by the other driveway, it's like right where the road is almost, the stakes. So that can't be that far as your right-of-way is. So I'm not sure whether, why they...
Do you know about that?
Say that again, huh?
Where, you know, where they put stakes.
Yeah, that's the edge of the right-of-way.
But by my driveway, it's right by the, almost by the edge of the road.
That's where it's, that's the right-of-way. That's where the road was put originally.
It's not always the same distance back from the center of the road?
No.
Huh.
No, it could be...
That isn't going to do anything.
We got roads that are shifted all the way over, like yours, like this would be, if that's the way we go with it.
Okay, because that isn't going to help any because...
Well, on that section, right, but if you get to the bottom of it, that's where... That's the issue that's down the bottom.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you gotta stop the bottom from running out.
A river where it's...
We can't do nothing down there.
You can put the basket of rocks down there.
That's where you gotta go through the Army Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, it'll just keep eroding if you don't.
That's the engineers, I mean, that's...
But I understood from Ruben when they were out that after they do their proposal, that's when the Army Corps of Engineers will say what they can and can't do. So it isn't that the Army Corps of Engineers is saying they can't do anything, it's just that they have to wait until there's a definite proposal before they will approve it. At least that's what Ruben told me.
could very well be. I can't speak for the Army Corps of Engineers, but I mean, if they, I have experience with them before, I suppose they know that that's the case. And I'm sorry, Jean, for the record, state your name and address.
I'm sorry, Jean Mazoris, 3426 Hood Road.
Thank you. So stay tuned.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, one time that.
And Mr. Hood, you're.
Mr. Hood on 3134 Hood Road.
Thank you.
That was a county road at one time because when I was a kid, they scraped the roads before they were paved. They scraped the stone across the road and tired in front of the houses. And they put up the guardrail because a neighbor go over the edge.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
The county used to maintain all the guardrails in the whole county.
I know.
All the township roads.
That was a county road at one time.
Well, I'm not aware of that.
So the number got changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that road used to be, because the stone house was on the corner of 107 and 170, so somehow or other the road got mixed up with what's now Cook Road. So Cook Road used to be 130 at one time. So that's.
That's no problem.
Yeah, no, that's not that anybody cares, but I'm just saying it's not the original road number.
But I know it was a county road at one time.
Interesting. All right, discussion of IT service.
We're still working on it. This was, we were hoping to have Marshall from the other company come in and give a presentation. He felt that his, what he gave for his proposal was sufficient. So we're still working on going through everything. We should have something, hopefully not next trustee, but the following trustee.
Okay. What did we say about the getting out of that old contract?
I talked to, Jeff did send us something back in regards to looking at the contract. He said it was a pretty solid contract. Maybe we can negotiate with Intech if we decided we were going to eliminate everybody as a whole at one time and see if we can get a, he didn't know, that'd be something we'd have to look at. Or we can do like we had presented originally, take the administrative part, the fire department, the road department off, leave the police on, at least we're, we can add and subtract systems from the contract. So we would still be in Intech until we gave them the 60-day notice, which would be April. We can get out of the police then. So if we did half, we'd still be all right with not having to pay a penalty for completely eliminating Intech. So that's something we're going to continue just to kind of go over and make sure.
If we go with that option, Mike, what would that drop our monthly bill with Intech?
That's what we have to find
out. Okay, yeah, because if it's still.
Yeah.
If so it isn't working.
Right, we have to see.
Okay.
So that's what we're still looking to see.
Next up under new business, police contract negotiations.
I had Celia draft a letter. I'd like to make a motion to approve the Board of Trustees to request the county prosecutors to represent us in the contract negotiations beginning in October.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Any discussion?
Have you reached out to anyone on this or no? They say they would.
Yeah, that they required a letter.
Well, that's different.
They still could turn it down. I mean, I'm assuming, but they said they won't even.
I know when Bill Thorne had, when he was still with them, he said they don't even touch anything to do with union contracts. I didn't know if that's changed now that the
chief reached out to him. They said submit a letter, so.
Okay, ready to vote. Mark Gratis?
Aye.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stoffel?
Aye.
Next is the fire hydrant contract.
So talking to Chief Painter in regards to when they were going to start flushing hydrants, he stated that the agreement we had when we had our own fire department and the county water department wasn't acceptable anymore. So he sent me over the contract they have with Montville and the sanitary engineers and that. We looked over it. I sent it to the prosecutor's office, have them look at it. They forwarded it to Amy at the sanitary engineers. She changed, basically the agreement's the same as Montville, only it states Medina Township. And then she forwarded it to us. So at this time, I'd like to make a resolution, a motion to present a resolution number 0906-2018-016 to enter into an agreement with the sanitary engineers for a fire hydrant maintenance agreement, which will be between us and Medina County. Once we sign this, then she can send it over to the county commissioners for theirs, and then she can start flushing hydrants.
Second.
Is there any cost associated with it?
No cost.
They've never been flushed.
Yeah, it's just an agreement that way. It's kind of like what we had when we had our own department. This way it just states as to what they have to do before they flush, what they're responsible for maintenance-wise. Should I put the resolution? Should be the resolution document.
Oh, on the page.
The 7-page document as presented.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you're going to have to withdraw.
I withdraw my initial resolution motion.
Second.
Okay, Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
I think you could just probably motion to accept the resolution number again, the title of it, and the 7 pages incorporated by reference.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution number 0906-2018-016. It's the fire hydrant maintenance agreement between Medina County and Medina Township trustees, and it's going to be a 7-page document as presented. Second.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Before you go on to your next thing, I have a question.
Will you state your name and address, please, Gary?
Okay, Gary Beatty, 3803 Hamilton Road. When Medina Township had a fire department, did you guys go out and flow the hydrants?
Yes. Yes.
We had Medina City's doing that now?
They're using the Cleveland standards to flush the hydrants and maintain the hydrants. So some of them might not be flowing. It might be just, I don't know, exercising somehow or another. Chief kind of explained it to me a little bit, but when we did it, it was basically we flushed everything. We flowed the water, and it went from a 2.5 to a 1 inch based on what Cleveland was doing, too.
I mean, you recorded pressure, you know, flowing and static pressure.
Yes, we did it every other year.
Kind of water you had?
Right.
Okay, just curious, so Medina City's doing that
They
now?
Should be, yes, based on whatever Cleveland standard, and that's what they've been doing with Montville, too, so.
Okay, just curious.
Next is the cancellation of the September 20th meeting due to the engineer's meeting dinner. We can cancel it or we could delay it.
We have to cancel the meeting regardless, and then if you want to reschedule, make a different motion for that. Just because you have to put in the paper that it's canceled, and then we're going to read the meeting.
If we just change the time.
Oh.
Didn't we do that last year? Year
because
before?
No. Since I've been here, we haven't. We've always just canceled it.
Okay. I mean, I don't see
the meeting, that. They said it's set to go until about 8 p.m. So, I mean, we would be, and it starts at 4:30, so kind of hard. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll move to cancel September 20th regular scheduled meeting of Medina Township Trustees due to the engineer's meeting slash dinner.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
I'll move to authorize the fiscal officer to prepare accounts payable checks for the regular meeting dated September 20th, 2018, due to the trustees and fiscal officer attending the Medina County Engineers Dinner Meeting. There will be no meeting for that date. Trustees will then approve the checks by vote at the October 4th, 2018 regular trustees meeting.
Second.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
I'll move to authorize the fiscal officer to prepare payroll for the period dated September 21st, 2018 and allow those funds to be direct deposited as usual to township employees. Trustees will not have a regular meeting on September 20th, 2018 and will approve payroll at the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is October 4th, 2018.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
We have a couple executive sessions. If it pleases the board, I'd like to...
One more thing real quick.
Sure.
Probably just a couple things. I've been on the panel to look at forming a fire district. I haven't given an update in a while because, to be quite honest, nothing's been going on. I mean, we've been meeting, but... nothing significant. Today I got word that our application for a feasibility study that we applied for with the state auditor's office was accepted. So they're going to be performing a study for us at no charge to any of the communities. We'll probably be meeting within the next week or so to set up a scope of work of what's expected and work it out with them to see what they can help us with.
That's great news. Thank you, Mark. Anything else?
I have one thing. So, in regards to the one set of minutes, it was August 3rd minutes?
August 9th.
August 9th minutes that weren't approved originally and then we had to wait for some changes. Celia asked me if I could get some clarification in regards to going forward. Do we want to include public comment or do we not? Because originally we voted not to include public comment, but she just wants to make sure that we're on the same page, she's on the same page as to what we want to do going forward from here. So we can hopefully approve all the minutes when they come up.
I don't know what the board thinks. I mean, in my opinion, the public comment portion is what we were talking about. We've been allowing members of the public to comment on things throughout the course of the meeting.
Okay.
And I thought that particular thing was important. I don't think if anyone else has an opinion about something that they want to see in the meeting minutes, I don't think it's up to Celia to pick and choose what she puts in the meeting minutes. That's where I was coming from. So the original intention was to not have the public comment portion of the meeting.
Okay.
In that. I think those were pertinent questions that were asked that night. If you know, if you disagree, then that's for the board to decide, but that's where I was coming
okay.
from with that.
And like I said, she just wants some clarification because the way she interpreted it was that we're not going to put the public comments in the thing. Do we want to, at our discretion as to, or how do we want to go forward from here? Or
it seems that the meeting minutes have been essentially at her discretion.
Well, no, this actually, when that public comment, when we removed that, I talked to Mike Lyons about that. That's because we had some complaints that the minutes weren't being set word for word what an audience member would say. That's very hard to do because you don't always hear the audience member. So Mike Lyons had said we don't have to include any audience comments into the minutes. So, but we have to kind of do one thing or the other. We can't just be saying, oh, we think this question's important, but this one wasn't either, because then you could have...
My personal opinion would be if we're going to say we're not going to put public comments in the minutes, then it's no public comments in the minutes. If someone wants to hear what was said, we always provide the audio, and they can go back and listen.
Okay, I don't think that's being transparent. In my mind, when someone asks a question, and if we respond, that's not public comment. Our response is not public comment. Now, if the members of the public had something that they want to say, that's a little bit different. But when we answer someone from the public, I think that's pertinent and should be included in the minutes. they're two separate things. I mean, if someone says something, but when someone asks a question and we respond, we have a right to either respond or not, and we did. So I think that's pertinent and should be part of the minutes.
Would that be something maybe going forward that if they have a question that's in regard, that they wait till either we come out of public comment and then they ask the question, that way it gets put in the record, and this way we're not as to, you know, which date or things in regards to what should be in there, what shouldn't be in there in public comment? I don't know, I'm just trying to throw some things out there to see.
I suppose what we should do is consider whether or not if someone asks a question in public comment, whether or not we want to include what we say.
I mean, you could include the question. I guess if you think it's pertinent, let's say if it's something that's important to you, then maybe repeat the question, say you want it on the record, and then answer it. So tonight we had some discussion about Hood Road. Mr. Vini had a question about, you know, the fire maintenance contract. Or is that all stuff that's going to go in then? Because based on, this wasn't public comment.
Right, I think that stuff should go in because it wasn't public comment. When we open it up for public comment, then whatever in public comment.
But that's what I'm saying, then we have to do it each time.
We're accepting public comment during our meeting.
Yeah, we're taking questions from the audience.
So I agree with that if that's acceptable. If you want it in the public record, then we state it, and that makes it clear, and it gives Celia, you know, direction.
Sure.
Well, and then it doesn't look like we're picking and choosing of what we want to put in the minutes or not.
That's right, but on her second, when she, you know, and those get out. I mean, those could potentially get out because they're public record. So she amended the meeting minutes and only included part of what was said. And it really, to me, it made the road department look bad because it made it sound like where I was coming from was that the overtime was the issue, and that wasn't the point. The point was what kind of work was being done. The road department worked their butts off that day. So that's altogether different. And when she amended those meeting minutes, it made it sound like you were asking a question like the road department wasn't working, Mark.
See, I didn't read it like that, but I didn't.
Pull them up, you can see.
I mean, I read it because I wasn't sure what
that is. I said I didn't take it like that either, so you know what I mean?
I didn't think so either. That's why I asked her to
let's do that then. Right. If that's acceptable, just if it's something that you want on the record.
To be in the record, that's fine. Sure. Makes sense. That way we don't have everyone. I mean, the tapes are available. Anyone can listen to the tape.
They are put up on the website, too. So right. It's very there. I mean, that's actually probably easier than even getting the minutes to read. So.
Right. Some people just.
I don't think it's non-transparent to, you know, we're making it available.
Do we have to have a motion or anything in regards to changing that or adding it?
I don't think so, because I mean, if you're going to repeat a question,
okay.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
This time, I'll move to open the floor for public comment.
Sorry.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Any members of the public like to say anything, please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Yes, sir, Gary?
It's only question, a few questions.
Gary Beeney.
Oh, Gary Beeney, 3803 Hamilton Road.
Thank you.
You know, I read in a post that you want to change the zoning on 42 north of Hamilton, and it mentioned grocery stores. How big do these grocery stores? Does that mean general retail too? Like a Builder Square? I know those for Home Depot, Lowe's, and ours.
Who are you asking, Gary?
Who are you asking?
Well, I guess I'm asking zoning because they probably can answer the question.
Alice Sturgeon, zoning chair. The paper said we did it. We're considering it, okay? We haven't done a thing except just consider it. And the BG versus the BL, the BG has more possibilities for businesses to be down there. The grocery stores and things, I don't.
It's retail.
It's retail, but I don't think that's it could, but I doubt that there'd be a grocery store down there, but that's just.
Or any kind of retail, right?
Retail would go down there, and restaurants is part of retail. And there's just more possibilities of that land being used commercial than it is now. It's been commercial since 1984, so it's not a change from residential to commercial. It is commercial.
You're just opening it up to bigger buildings.
Not necessarily bigger buildings, but different opportunities. See, when we first did the zoning down there, Brunswick Hills was virtually nothing in that area, and neither were we. So we put the lightest district there. But, you know, almost 40 years has gone by, and south of Fenn is pretty well taken care of. There's not a whole lot left. So in order to increase our commercial base and to make land available for other opportunities for retail, we are discussing as a board whether or not we should change the BL to BG. So it's just going from one business class to a little bit higher business class, but not the intensive like it is south of Fenn.
All right, but you can still have large.
Well, the depth is only, what is it, 500 feet, isn't it? Mm-hmm. The depth is only 500 feet. So when you only have a district depth of 500 feet, you're not going to get a gigantic building.
The thing I'm worried about is truck traffic on Hamilton Road. Because it, you know, depending on what goes in there, you could increase the truck traffic.
Truck traffic will increase no matter what we do, and we can't keep a truck off of a public road. So.
Well, I know that, but that's a figure by increasing the availability of land to build something, or you're going to need trucks to supply whatever is sitting there.
Well, sure.
Traffic on Hamilton Road.
And you're going to have trucks supplying Brunswick Hills as well as Medina Township. So, unfortunately, traffic is part of
I'd rather it didn't get changed just for that reason. I mean, we have that area south of Hamilton, that blighted area and all the empty stores. And if someone wants to come in now, I can't see why they can't repurpose a building or
blighted stores. I don't understand. There's some blighted stores.
Well, you got that blighted section
of what?
Just north of Fenn 42. I mean, it is blighted. You use car lots and mechanics.
Well, you can't call a used car lot, which is a legal business, is blighted. I mean, it's a matter of interpretation, but it's a legitimate business.
I know it's legitimate, but it's
so,
is,
you know,
it's
I don't bad. Consider that blighted.
Okay.
You know, that wouldn't be my term. It's a business, and they have a right to be there, and they're meeting our zoning code, so I don't really call that blighted, so.
Yeah, I just, we have all this other land and all these vacant stores, right? We need to open up another part of the township to be more retail.
I don't know what vacant land you're talking about. 42 South is pretty well, it's just one or two large parcels.
They're along in front of the developments, they're next to the golf course. Then you have all the vacant buildings.
Next to the golf course is Lamphere's plot down.
I really don't see a whole lot of vacant buildings anywhere out there. There's a few.
Well, not on 42, but you know, across from Home Depot, you know, Grand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of buildings over there.
The landlord over there has not been as receptive as we'd like to businesses that want to go in there. I'm not sure what the reason is, but we've had people that want to go in there, and the landlord, not Home Depot, but the landlord that owns that site, for one reason or another, has not allowed them to go in. That's not a township issue, unfortunately.
Well, no, I understand.
No, but I mean, you know, we...
I mean, it's just my concern. I see enough trucks, and every once in a while it has this material carrier going down Hamilton.
Shouldn't be going down Hamilton. The hazardous material, there's very specific routes that they're allowed at, so...
They've been down there.
I'm not questioning that you didn't see them. I'm saying legally they don't belong there. They have a very specific route of where they need to go and can go. And
but that's my concern. Even more truck traffic. That's why I'm asking.
Sure.
All right.
I can't stop truck traffic, so.
Well, I know that. I mean, you could sort of slow it down by not rezoning.
Well, then you leave a lot of land that doesn't have much of an opportunity to develop. So I, you know, it's a...
I mean, and I'm not the only one.
I'm sure.
On Hamilton, everyone who lives on Hamilton will be affected by increased truck traffic.
We're all affected by increased truck traffic. I mean, my God, you can't go anywhere anymore without running into these trucks. But on the positive side, we need to get supplies and products to the stores for us to consume, so therefore they have to get there by truck.
Oh, I understand that.
It's a chicken and the egg. What do you do?
And Gary, just let you know too, if there's any changes coming, they'll also have a public hearing forum too, so you can voice your concerns that time too.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, we're still in the discussion stage. We have made no formal recommendation to anybody. And we're still discussing it. When we decide, if we decide to move forward, then there will be formal public hearings both from our board, my board, as well as the trustees. So, okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? I'll move to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Linda Michaela.
Aye.
Mike Stoeckel.
Aye.
Mark Michaels.
Aye.
I'll move to go into executive session with the three trustees to discuss employee discipline.
Second.
Roll call.
Linda Michaela.
Aye.
Mark Redis.
Aye.
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 7:46 p.m.
Do you expect to take any action?
I don't know what the next one is, so I don't know. That doesn't matter.
Well,
all
of them.
Yeah. Okay.
We're back from executive session at 8:54 p.m. with the three trustees discussing employee discipline. Not sure. Did you call us over? You want to?
This time I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to consider an investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee. On the executive session, the three trustees and the fiscal officer.
Second.
Mike Stoeckel.
Aye.
Mark Redis.
Aye.
Kendra Michael.
Aye. We'll go into executive session at 8:54 p.m.
I'm the next person. Okay, here's what you step in. Watch how I do this second setup.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about
once
that.
It's set up, I can't imagine it being anything.
All right. No.
It's your
birthday?
Sure. Yeah. As far as
moving. It's your
set up.
Yeah.
IP address and all that.
Yeah. But yeah, we got the cookie was on your desktop.
Yours is in March 1st, part of April. It's in February. Mine's in April. So
I'll figure out how to use the cookie.
Yeah. So just
you
got to
open it. I was like, yeah. You said something.
I made that up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm waiting to get training on it. Then the newspaper.
I sent you one back.
Yes. I'm going to put it on so I show you what it is.
Oh, yes. Okay.
To there.
Yeah.
So that's our public.
It'll be in there.
Looking at it again, that's why I said, I'm just going to have to. I still can't.
It's better.
How do we get by the house? I'm helping my son buy a house now.
So who was he buying the building?
Oh, yeah, it was not that wealthy, not that wealthy at all. I was only a patrolman for it, because I was a big time, so, what do you call it? Housing inspector, zoning inspector. Down in township, big money.
You look funny with that big ass.
Expenses and they raise the salaries, it's like reasonable considering I have no sizes of hours.
I looked over and I was like, they appreciate my services.
Well, we'll slow this down.
So you've been good, time's good?
I understand they find it real. Because they do know.
Oh, yeah.
What do you bring down all next year when you bring something that way at page because?
We have one of those swings and children's, yeah, hook on and then.
Right.
And you go back and then it like stretches you out.
Yeah, I know. You can, he understood what I was saying.
Yeah, you just have to go slow.
Be here too long.
Stand there for a minute.
I don't know.
I thought about that.
She was up here.
Their version.
Is there a suggestion, is there a thing?
Man, you should have seen Celia today, this morning, didn't you?
I'm not sure somebody has got a tax that could have called you.
Why? She was driving with her left foot, her, she couldn't, like, because you.
I just came.
Now she's got a second one to ask her.
I just came all of a sudden.
She should have probably been calling those adapters where you run the gas pedal and brake.
I thought it was gonna.
It sounded bad when I talked to her.
She's like, I can't even function right now, I can't, it, she just sobbed, I've never.
Oh, please, that's how they found it.
You take your home?
Yeah.
You want me, you take your home? And then all of a sudden our electric went out here.
Oh. Okay.
About a half hour.
Yeah, 2 hours.
I knew when they had one of them. Oh, years ago.
I've never seen them that much.
I saw her Wednesday night, she was at yours truly, she got her hair cut.
We did it.
She did get her last night.
Do a five pepper.
Did she come in, she was pretty good, she didn't have her back brace on.
I wondered if that accident that she had.
Oh.
And then the fracture. Like hairline or whatever, bus fracture before.
No.
Christ sake.
Yeah.
She says she can't, she says she can't get a doctor.
I gave my back doctor.
Say, God, she got enough with your truck.
But like I said.
Spin, or somebody, I don't know.
Now, why did they place all these ads in the newspaper, they got, Crystal Clinic, yeah, they had those, yeah.
That's okay.
If they're not taking people doing.
She actually needs like.
Okay, we'll see you up there at our table.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
Hey, tell the peg, I said hey.
Yes.
Good to see you.
That's because you do certain things to your tongue, tell me what she's gonna do.
Yeah, because I talked to her.
She can't live like that.
Because it was bad before her accident, but it's gotten worse since her accident.
Well, the way she got thrown around out there, I mean, that was.
Like, she was this way, and when it must have spun.
Spun completely around.
Yeah, to there.
Yeah.
I just saw that now, that's a shame. That chip was going 45, and her, and almost like a state of stock.
Yeah,
you can't tell me, I mean, she was.
You know, today I haven't heard the news, and they were really, they were bad.
You see, you see, sorry, a mass shooting.
Yeah.
Four people are poor. One of them was him, I don't know. One of them was the perpetrator. They're not sure if he shot himself, or he shot.
Where's Vasalone? John, he's not.
You better give him a call. Hey, get up here.
John, I haven't seen John.
I ran into him, I almost hate to tell you where I ran into him.
Oh, God. Tell us.
I was with friends up at Rock Casino in Northland, and I'm sitting there playing, and he walks by, hi, and I just looked at him, up in Northfield, and he looks, I admit, I never do much.
Yeah.
I could lose my money a lot longer by going minimum.
You know what, if she loses too much, she just gets a bad guy up with a shovel, goes off the pad, gives up the coffee there.
$25, that's it. She uses her first communion money.
Right, see, where she goes, we're gonna run there with backhoes in the backyard, man.
That's right. I told you better be more careful when you clean the house out, because.
I told them.
You have to look at everything before you throw it away.
I went to police property, don't pass this certain, and we're gonna tape it up that driveway. Nobody's gonna be able to get up that driveway with us.
That's what Dave always says, the problem, she's using her first communion money.
You guys are just so jealous. Okay, pretty much. Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I can't go to casinos and stuff like that, because it's like.
You know, I've got all the lights, but I got the minimum.
I've got other vices, but gambling was never one of them.
Well, my friend does.
I just never understood, I worked 2 hours a day to lose a month.
I know, this,
Brett Dave could take me.
And sometimes she'll end up with no money.
I just don't like losing money.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
And I think it's, I rarely win, so why bother?
I always win.
Really?
And, but I would be like.
I only put, Dave always, oh, you won, you ever come, you got a hit, I only like when I go over there and I drink, that's what it costs me.
And I get credit card and license,
that's it.
When we go to Rock Casino, I play until I lose $20 a month, or I'm ready to go home.
Whichever happens first.
What do you play?
I like, Wheel of Fortune, these books.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll get like two trades, so she looks here, but she's fine, I have two trades, let's go.
I walked by that casino down there once, I never went in.
If I go to Vegas with them, I told me, I can only go for a couple minutes.
I mean, I've come up with a whole bunch of ways to get some money, and that just wasn't one.
I love it.
10 years.
I never got anything out of it.
The most I wanted was to lose no money.
Gamble all day long.
Was that?
The most I wanted in the evening was nine.
Yeah, I, to me, a gamble.
986.
Really? That's pretty good.
I did all of it.
Now, you clear that in your taxes, right?
Yeah, even when I spent 5 days in Vegas in March, I think I only lost a total of the 5 days, maybe $50.
Yeah.
And I know I drank far more than $50.
$50 more than that?
But, I said, how come I don't get things that say you've got this, you've got that?
I'm on half a million.
There's always people who say, you know, we used to win a lot.
Really? Wow.
Remember that 10-0 game, it was just, it wasn't out that long?
Yeah.
She was the only one.
All right, I'll call for some.
They got rid of it, yeah.
Horace Williams was one,
Ended up with like 300.
He was a high roller, and he was comped all over the place.
He was a what?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a, he's the one who founded Pennsylvania.
That's a movie.
Yeah, remember that?
But you know, I was always happy, he was never healthy and things.
Yeah.
And he's just, look at all these.
Oh, we ain't doing that bullshit, I'm not.
What's the form? If you win more than $1,200, you.
$1099.
Okay, he says, look at all, he showed me the 1099s, his stamp, and the goddamn stamp was like this. And he says, Marge has got her own stamp.
You wanna come see it?
I've never had the pleasure of getting 1099s.
It's too good a shape.
I like to say, I don't try to.
Who?
I win.
I can buy 5 scratch-off tickets and have them.
That's why I got to do it.
Well, like I said.
I used to buy them in that little store in Sharon.
Yeah, would you tell them that now?
It's $500 million, and when it goes up that thing, I may buy one ticket, because somebody's got to win.
The trick is on scratches, you can't buy any more than 3 in a row. Yep, gotta buy 3 in a row.
Okay.
Three in a row.
Three in a row, don't buy any more than 3.
I'm sure he does.
Well, I don't know.
I am, I like scratches.
I'll let you know, I'll call him.
He's probably not going to read the numbers on the card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cheating. But no.
It's 20 or 2.
Hey, Dave.
I went there.
You see that guy down in, they found that guy stabbed in Elyria? They stole his car, and Oklahoma got in a chase of the guys who took the car, and now one of his speeds 130, and then he wrecked. One of them's in bad shape, and the guy that was killed in Elyria used to be our cook.
He did that cook for
him? But he got a job out in Oberlin. He came in from Oberlin every day. But he ended up getting a job out there.
She gets scared. Oh, her is out there. Okay, obviously it's not big. So she drags me out, and I says, oh, let me guess, you got a food credit. She's been doing it, off we go. And something doing her that sometimes you get the one day and the next day, and there are all days like the holidays. If you start playing, Saturday night, and it turns midnight, then you get the credit for the next day.
Oh,
okay. I'm sitting there.
They don't say.
So we were there. I didn't get home. Of course, we leave for the buffet was shut down. She had credits for the one restaurant.
Yeah, the kids.
And we met up with others there, and they said, oh, the ribs are lovely. So we ordered a rack of ribs. And they came out, and they looked lovely. And you're sitting there with a steak knife saw, and you could not get through the doors.
Probably left over from the buffet.
And you couldn't cut it, when the other couple got there, they were having trouble. I thought, it was an accident. They called the manager, and he goes, oh God, he says, I'll just wipe it off your bill.
So you want to go to Northfield or?
I go because I get a phone call.
Yeah, no.
And you know what she tells me? I'm the only friend she has to go gambling with her because I'm the only one she knows that can afford to lose.
I just
look at her. Not because I'm a best friend with her, but because I can afford to lose. Oh, God. You can't win sometimes. But of all people, Massillon.
Is that where you guys met?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see him probably in a long time.
Oh, he was
wonderful.
Yeah.
He was here one last week, and he went to the activity for you. Listen, we have to be fair.
I have days. Some days I don't have any issue, and many days I just walk like a total purple.
Yeah.
He says, I'll do it.
We are friends in Chicago, outside Chicago. Yeah. Because they put the first house on Jewish neighborhood, but they knew it.
Hey, Bill, what's probation for?
They said when they were in Selah,
for a year?
Sign up. She had her And they asked.
Which is fire was a year.
But
Sharon. I think everybody else is 6 months.
They were just telling him that.
Since
he's been neighbors for a couple days like
Hamburg
or something.
Poor disrespectful neighbor.
You what?
Not paying him for funeral leave. What are they gonna do with them? I was like,
well,
I thought
If you're a full-time employee, you get 3 days, I think.
Well, if you're a full-time employee, you get a few days.
And I don't know what, I know what our...
I'm mistaken.
Police contract calls for, but in some of them, they give you 3 days, but you use up your sick time if they have, you know, you have to use their sick time again.
Well, isn't it depends if it's a parent or a child?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if it's an aunt or an uncle or a friend, then you have to use it all.
Sick time, right?
Third cousin, yeah.
It's in our handbook, I think, it's that part of it.
I don't remember, but I think everybody else is 6 months.
Yeah.
How long?
But I'm not sure.
Well, Stoke told me they don't, so what are you gonna do?
Yeah, they don't work here, boy. Oh, trouble.
You get trouble around here, you take some forever to sound good.
You're gonna take about a shoot of.
He's, how in the world do we have,
Who's going fishing, man? But his grandpa was in a coma.
On his deathbed.
In a coma, and then...
Well, unless they're dead, you can't take sick, or you can't take bereavement, then that's when you die. You have 3 days when you die, but not when you're sick.
But then he said, yeah, he was gonna take him to an Indian skate or something. I said, what?
Grandfather to the... I don't think he's getting the story straight.
The one where you get the same grandpa dies about 5 times.
That's what I said, I said, what?
So, but has he accomplished anything so far? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Well, I mean, if he gets paid...
Oh, it's just you.
If he gets paid 30 to 35 grand for a job, I mean, has he brought that in to cover that?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's on.
He had to pay a fee to a job service to get this?
No, if what he's making a year, he makes 30 to 35 thousand, has he done grants to bring in at least what he's making?
That old thing down there.
No.
I think it's paused.
Yes, I think it's off.
No.
Right.
It's paused.
Oh, well.
Do you know? Can you tell? Of course, it's too late now.
Okay.
You just erased the page, I'm sorry. 18 minutes.
It's what?
Is it real?
I think when it's on hold, there's some red one there.
It is running, oh well. You gotta turn it off. We wouldn't wanna waste all that, you know, extra money that the township, it's costing the township per minute to run that thing.
Oh, well.
We're back from executive session at 10:30 p.m. where the three trustees and fiscal officer were discussing, are actually considering the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee. Anything else?
Yeah, I do. First of all, do we want to schedule that meeting? Or did you want to wait till after I do my other thing?
We can, I'll move to schedule a special meeting on Monday, the 10th of September at 7 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Can you say what it's for?
Oh, yeah.
for employee discipline, executive session.
Second.
And regular business? And general business?
Yeah, she knows, or she should know to do that all the time, so.
Second, sorry.
Second.
Okay, Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
I was gonna vote no, just to do it.
Okay, so it, I got a high earnings request from the payroll, the April to May payroll, that triggered for one of our employees. It just so happened that he had had some overtime, also longevity pay, and had cashed in some vacation hours. So all of it together triggered this high earnings request. I don't know how this hasn't come up before, but apparently for as long back as I can find right now, we have been paying overs on vacation cash-ins.
Who are we talking about?
Is that it's okay to say it?
Why not?
Does it matter? Is it relevant? This is department-wide, from what I understand. So let's just keep with no names for now.
I mean, I can tell you. I'm just...
For public record, I'm not sure.
Right. I just don't know.
Yeah, it's not really relevant, I don't think, is it?
No, I don't think so, but...
It's department-wide.
Just so you know, and this has happened... Okay, so you probably know, but let me just explain. But, you know, they get longevity, each of the employees, at their year anniversary, I believe. Then they can cash in vacation time if they don't use it. So the way that works is you are not supposed to withhold OPRs on cashed in vacation time. If somebody uses their vacation, like instead of their, you know, they're on 40-hour work week and they go on vacation instead, that you would pay OPRs on. If they have the vacation cash in on top of their regular time, you are not to, unless the township has a conversion plan that OPRs actually, they work with you to design the plan, and then OPRs, it actually has to go through an approval process with OPRs to do that. Most employers do not want to do that because you're paying the 14%, or in the case of the police, 18.1, you know, on time that they can just take it, whatever. Okay, so that's the ruling on that. So I don't know how the previous fiscal officer would have answered these questions, because I mean, just even a little bit of overtime usually triggers a high earnings request. So I know that people have cashed in vacation time. It's happened a few times since I've been here, but you know, I mean, this has been going on for a while. So longevity, it was set up by our previous fiscal officer, maybe even before that, I don't know, but through paychecks, that vacation time was having OPRs paid on, but longevity was not. So I had to fix that for this one. My question, I guess, is to you guys, for all the people going back that didn't get OPRs on their longevity, they technically should have, and anyone who got paid OPRs on vacation cash in should not have. I'm going to reach out to the prosecutor's office to see what our responsibility would be for going backwards. The thing I guess you guys would have to decide is if you would want to try to come up with one of these conversion plans and pay OPRs on the vacation cash in or not. And then we might have to at some point deal with what has been done in the past to make, I guess, any one of the employees who did not get paid OPRs on their longevity could have a valid complaint, because technically they should have. So if there's somebody, especially somebody out there who doesn't cash in vacation time but does get longevity, then they're kind of getting the raw end of that deal, you know?
Let's run it by the prosecutor and see the recommendation would be my.
Yeah.
Recommendation.
But okay, so but just something to think about maybe for going forward, would you guys want a conversion plan or no? I don't think that it's necessary. I don't think that we need to be
following the rules, right? We'll right. Just stick with that.
Right. Well, I mean, if we did the plan, then it would be the rules, but it's just the fact of the matter that right now it's not, you know. I don't think we need to be paying, because that's quite a bit of money to be paying on, you know, vacation time, but that's just my personal opinion, so I didn't know how you guys felt about that. And just like I said, because we have been all along, I do kind of feel bad for people who maybe going forward are not going to get the same benefit that people in the past got because of.
But it was an error that we shouldn't have been doing, so.
Right.
Yeah, let's speak with the prosecutor.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should talk to the prosecutor.
Yep.
I will reach out to them tomorrow, but I don't know. I know Tom's out until late next week.
Is the same percentage payout that they would be getting?
Yeah, so they will.
So could you go back and.
Not everybody took the vacation.
Right, but the ones that did flip it.
To their longevity.
Yeah.
See, this one happened to be easier than the rest to fix because it was in the same pay period. When they're not, that's really a nightmare. So, and I mean, she our rep from Oprah's, she has no idea how it didn't get caught before this. Like, that's where, I don't know, I mean, I'm not saying I don't want to trigger something else, but I mean, I don't know how those questions were answered, because when you get a high earnings request, you don't have like the capability of just typing in whatever you want. There's a drop-down box, and you have like one of seven reasons, I think, to pick from. So I don't know if the question was answered inaccurately, or if it just didn't get triggered. Without pulling every single payroll, because I don't know when people cashed in before me. I mean, there was, who knows when all that stuff happened, but.
It maybe you ask the prosecutor if it's on them to request it, and
right.
Yeah.
Some may not.
Bring it up.
Well, not to be sneaky. It's just
to
try to blindly do it. They would.
Oh yeah, it would take way too. I mean.
Right. They would know what they're requesting, and it would be more targeted.
The only problem with that is too, and I would have to talk to Heather at Oprah's about this. Is really you have to be reporting in the time period. Mm-hmm. And so that's going back. I mean, then we'd be looking at penalties and. I mean, I think if it came to that point, we might be better off to actually just cut a check to the employee. I would ask the prosecutor if that could be done too, just to make it right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, then how do we rectify the fact that we paid overs to certain people on vacation cash and that should not have been paid? Like, that's.
These are all great questions for the prosecutor.
Yep, I will talk to them. But just, stuff to like maybe start thinking about, because we may have to make some changes, so. And that is all I got.
Anything else?
No, I have nothing.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned 10:39 p.m. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.